Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everyone? Welcome into this edition of the Hoop Crew Hour. Again, my name is Chris Traficante. We are coming at you live today, second day in a row, throwing a podcast out at you. Wanted to bring up this point. I thought it was very interesting. I was actually having this conversation with someone that I work with, and I thought it was a very interesting take. And I think it plays into a lot of the things that we've been talking about here on the Hoop Crew Hour as far as the Celtics and how Kevin Durant really ties into all this. And I've said over the last few days that I don't think Kevin Durant is coming here. I don't even think Kevin Durant is leaving Oklahoma City. Today we're going to play the hypothetical game. We're going to put our GM hats on, and we're kind of going to look at, you know, what is the best route to get him here. And what I mean by that is, how do you get Kevin Durant to leave the Thunder? And during the playoffs, a lot of people had said that, you know, you needed something traumatic to happen. You needed the Spurs to beat the Thunder. You needed the Thunder to, by the way, if any of you guys are hearing any noise in the background, it's probably my fan going. It is extremely hot out today, so I need this fan blowing at me. So if that is bothering any of you guys, please let me know. But that is what we will be hearing, is the fan. So hopefully that'll cool it down a little bit in here. But like I was saying with Kevin Durant, what's the best way to get him out of Oklahoma City? People had said, you know, a traumatic incident, losing to San Antonio in the second round, not advancing far in the Western Conference playoffs. And really, it was going to take him to look in the mirror and say, okay, it's not going to happen for me here. And as soon as they beat San Antonio, they're now up 3-1 in the Western Conference Finals over the defending champion at 73-win Golden State Warriors. So it's definitely looking bleak for Kevin Durant to leave Oklahoma City. But the question that I had posed to me is, what is the best way for him to leave? Is it better for him to win a championship, or is it better for him to lose after being up 3-1? Me, personally, I think if they're up 3-1 and they lose in the Western Conference Finals, I think that would classify certainly as a traumatic event. You know, you've outplayed Golden State thoroughly to this point. Golden State picked up a win last night to bring the series to 3-2. Game 6 coming up tomorrow night in Oklahoma City. To me, all the pressure is on the Thunder in Game 6. They don't win that game, it's going to be very difficult to win Monday night in Oracle Arena. In Golden State. So, to me, I think if they were to go down after being up 3-1, if they were to lose and not make the NBA Finals after being up 3-1, I think Kevin Durant seriously going to consider leaving. You know, you got that close. That was about as well as you could have played, as good as you've played with this group over the last 3 or 4 years since the last time you made it to the title, and it still wasn't good enough. I think that would be enough for Durant to kind of start taking those free agency meetings and you know, say, hey, I have this one-year offer from the Thunder in my back pocket when I want to go back there. If I want to go back there, I have it in my back pocket, but I need to explore other options. I think that is the best way to get Kevin Durant to do that. But I had also listened to people say this, you know, the opposite, that if Kevin Durant wins an NBA championship, he has fulfilled to Oklahoma City. He has done his job, and now it's time for him to take the next step, the next chapter in his basketball career. And I do see the rationale behind that point. I do understand where that's coming from. I think it makes sense. You know, if I'm Kevin Durant, it is hard to leave a team, you know, after being up 3-1 in the Western Conference Finals and losing. That would be hard to swallow. And I feel like his reputation in Oklahoma City might take a hit. And I know that stuff is important to Kevin Durant. But at some point, it's got to become about winning championships. And if Kevin Durant doesn't win a championship, he's never going to be put in that pantheon of great players. You know, right now he's in that Patrick Ewing second tier kind of category of guys. If his career ended today, that's where he's at. You know, he's looked at kind of in a similar breath to guys like Ewing and guys like Charles Barkley and guys like Tracy McGrady, great players who just were never good enough to win an NBA title. You know, you can even throw Steve Nash in there. He he wins one. Now he's up into the Kevin Garnett, inching closer to that LeBron James pantheon of terrific all-time players, you know, top 15, top 20 players, and that's important to him. It's important to any player. If you play the game and you're as good and great as Kevin Durant are, is and has been, that's important to you. Your legacy is important to you. So it's an interesting question to look at. What's the best way to get him out of Oklahoma City? And like I said, it was argued that, you know, maybe it is winning a championship, and that's his kind of ticket out of there, you know? And I think it's interesting to think about it like that, because even if he does sign a one-year contract back with Oklahoma City this offseason, he, you know, Russell Westbrook is only under contract for one more year with the Thunder. He's not staying in Oklahoma City. You know, he's going out. He's going to L.A. He's going to go to New York. He's going to go to one of those big-time markets where he is the guy. He wants to have his own team. He's a top five player in the league, for Christ's sake. He's a great player, you know. He wants to have his own team. He's big into wearing his weird clothes, and that stuff is important to Russell Westbrook. So I think after next season, he's out of Oklahoma City regardless. So that's why I do think he's going to sign a one-year contract in Oklahoma City. I think it makes the most sense for him, makes the most sense for the franchise. And, you know, him and Russell Westbrook, as much as people want to paint the picture that they might not get along, they do get along. They're friends, they're teammates, they're competitors at the highest level. They have each other's back. Kevin Durant knows Russell Westbrook's intentions are not to stay in Oklahoma City for his entire career. And I think Kevin Durant knows this, in a perfect world, his intentions aren't to stay in Oklahoma City his entire career. If they were, you wouldn't be hearing about places that Kevin Durant likes to go or places Kevin Durant may be looking at in free agency. You know, this playoff was important for Oklahoma City because it may have guaranteed them another year of Kevin Durant. And whenever you have Kevin Durant going into the year, you have an opportunity to win an NBA championship. Not many teams pegged Oklahoma City to win a championship this year. A lot of guys were big on San Antonio and Golden State and Cleveland for obvious reasons. But Oklahoma City, like I said, is one win away from the NBA Finals. They played extremely well to this point. And to me, I think if they were to lose this series after being up 3-1, I think that's got to put some doubt into Kevin Durant's mind about where he is, where he's at, and where he's going. I think you almost certainly take those free agent visits, and who knows, maybe somebody can sell you, I'm not saying it's the Celtics, but maybe somebody can sell you on, hey, listen, you know, you beat San Antonio, you beat Golden State, you know, you had Golden State against the ropes, you know. None of those are better than Cleveland. And Cleveland is the only team that is going to pose any sort of threat to a team that you are on at the Eastern Conference. You know, I've said it before on here. I think Kevin Durant's best path to being an NBA champion is through the Eastern Conference. But Kevin Durant has to come east. There's too much talent in the West. Between Steph Curry's Warriors, Kawhi Leonard's Spurs, Chris Paul's Clippers, maybe Mike D'Antoni's new offensive clique in Houston, and we'll say James Harden's Rockets again. But in that retrospect, Kevin Durant is grouped into a pairing of four teams, whereas in the East, it's Kevin Durant, LeBron James. You know, winner take all, and Kevin Durant has to feel okay about his odds in that standpoint, where a team could build around Durant and make a team kind of the way that he sees fit, with a lot of shooters on the perimeter and the ability to space the floor and give Durant optimal driving opportunities and chances to have the ball in his hands more so. I still think his best shot is through the Eastern Conference, but just an interesting question that I had posed to me today, and I wanted to bring it up. I wanted to give my idea on that. What's the best way to get Durant to leave the Thunder? You know, what is the best way to get him to leave the Thunder? So, you know, we'll continue to play around with that as the series continues to progress. Again, Game 6 Saturday night. It's going to be interesting to see who the favorite is going into that game, whether it's in Vegas, whether it is wherever it is. It's going to be interesting to see who the favorite is. I think Golden State last night did take a little bit of the momentum back, and to me, all the pressure is on Oklahoma City on Saturday night. If they don't win that game, they're in big trouble. Big trouble. And I think Golden State knows it. A team like Golden State, as good as they are, they kind of got punched in the mouth a little bit. They lost a little bit of who they were. They weren't playing correctly, weren't playing the way that got them to 73 wins in the regular season. A team like that, they kind of consent that they have you right where they want them. You know, you're up 3-2. They know the pressure is on you. and they're going to come out and they're going to play carefree. They're going to shoot the basketball. They're going to defend you just like they did the other night. Great adjustment by Steve Kerr featuring more of Andrew Bogut. You know, kind of telling Bogut, hey, listen, I know you're a little banged up, but so is everyone else. We need you out there. Andrew Bogut was a huge factor last night for Golden State. But, again, Game 6, Saturday night, might be one of the most important NBA basketball games in the last handful of years, really, at least in my mind. So that'll be a great game. Can't wait to watch it. Also wanted to hit on this Jackie McMullen report that she had a beginning of the week on WEI. She kind of went on and was talking about the Celtics offseason and where they stand and who they should be looking at. And of course, Kevin Durant's name came up, as it always does. And she pretty much bluntly said, you know, you can kill that. It's not happening. Kevin Durant to Boston is dead. I partly agree with her. I think the chances of him coming to Boston have taken a significant dip. I think he needed to bow out the playoffs really early for him to really consider that. But I wouldn't say they're dead. You know, I think the chances went from maybe 15% down to 5, down to 2, you know, whatever it might be. It's a minuscule amount, but I don't think they're dead. You know, like I said before, you know, Jackie McMullen, she's plugged in. She understands that stuff. But, you know, I don't think Kevin Durant to Boston is dead. I would classify it as maybe not likely to happen. But I do think if he does go on free agent visits, I do think Boston's going to get a listen. I do think they're going to get the time of day from Kevin Durant. And that's important because Danny Ainge has been a good salesman in the past. You can sell Durant on being the next great Celtic. You can sell Durant on the coach, the direction of the franchise, the young talent that they have, the draft, the capital that they have, you know, and maybe the fact that you can secure a trade for a big-time player, or you can sign another big-time player. You can put a team around Durant that he can help construct. Maybe that's important to him. You know, I know Kevin Durant is big on his brand. His brand will be very big in Boston. So I don't think it's dead. I would put it as not likely, but I wouldn't put it as dead. So Jackie McMullen, great writer, one of the best basketball writers this city has seen ever. A very long-time great here in Boston. But I would not classify Kevin Durant to Boston as dead. But I would say, like I said, you know, a lot has to happen, and a lot has to go right for that to happen. So we will continue to keep our eye on that. Like I said, I just wanted to bring up the point. What is the best way to get Durant to Boston? Again, recapping here. You know, is the best way for him to win an NBA title with the Thunder, or is it to lose to Golden State after being up 3-1 in the Western Conference Finals? I think it's losing to Golden State after being up 3-1. I had it argued today with me that maybe it is winning a championship, and that's kind of, you know, fulfilling his promise, and now he can move on to the next chapter of his career. But I do think losing to Golden State after being up 3-1 is a traumatic event and something that Kevin Durant's going to have to look at and say, maybe it just can't happen here. How many years are you going to really outplay the Spurs the entire series and then have Golden State on the ropes to a point where you're up 3-1, dominating the series, looking like you are now the prohibited odds-on favorite to win an NBA title, and then you blow it? How likely is it that you get that close again? I think this is Durant's best shot. He's got to take it, and that's why Game 6 on Saturday is a huge game for the NBA landscape. Things could change dramatically if that series goes to 7 and goes back to Golden State. Now, hey, listen, maybe Oklahoma City wins in Game 7 in Golden State. It's a big thing, and Durant says, yes, we did it. This is my home. This is where I'm staying. But to me, if they lose Game 6 at home, Golden State is going to run away with Game 7. They have all the momentum. That game is for the Western Conference title, something that has been vaunted and something that has been, you know, jostled for back and forth for quite some time. So these next two games between the Thunder and the Warriors could be all-time great games. There's a lot on the line. Both teams, all the players, the coaches, they know it. The fans know it. It's going to be some great high-level basketball coming up in the next few days here in the NBA playoffs. That'll wrap it up for today. Like I said, just wanted to bring up that quick point. We will talk to you guys next week at some point, probably bring up a little bit more Celtics, maybe hit on a little bit of the college hoops landscape here in the Northeast. We've got some big recruiting news to kind of talk about next week. But we'll definitely hit on the Celtics. We will maybe take a look at the NBA Finals, maybe do a preview of that next week if it is set in stone. But other than that, we are signing off here at the Hoop Crew Hour. Hope everyone has a great long weekend this weekend. So enjoy it. We will talk to you guys next week. Goodbye.